Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 63, Curses of the Average Athlete. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Hey, this is Gerard here, and sadly I'm on my own today. After having Doug all the way through lockdown, remotely and then back in the studio, it was fantastic. I know everyone loved having his wit and banter back involved, but he's back, been summoned to the office, so it's just back to me at the moment. As always, this podcast is about giving you really practical advice that you can take away and use in amongst your own training. The last few weeks, the focus was really on the different training zones or intensities that we use across the low, medium, and high, and really explaining why we want to use this full range of intensities and ways to do that, whether you are just going by feel, by heart rate, power, pace, whatever it might be. So those are really valuable. I hope there was something really practical in that for you. This week, I want to talk about curses of the average athlete. So the obvious question is, what is an average athlete? And yeah, okay, there is no such thing. What I'm trying to get to here, though, is the idea of someone who's possibly in the middle of the pack, someone who tries hard in their training, but maybe performance is plateaued and you do about the same quite often in events, whether it be over the years, over a season, whatever it is. So that's what I'm talking about by average. Now, so what are some of the things that could be holding you back if you're in this situation, holding you back, cursing you? Let me work through just four of them, real simple things that may resonate. Okay, so number one, if you're someone who works hard all of the time in training to get fitter, but you never really seem to get faster for that, then I'd say that you've got one of these curses. So why is that? That if you're working hard all the time, you feel like you're getting fit, but it doesn't translate through into times, performances. Number one reason is you may be spending too much time in the gray zone. You know, that training zone we talked about a few weeks back, which is kind of between low and medium. And it's that level where it feels good, you feel like you're working hard, you got a good workout, you come home and pat yourself on the back for that effort. But it's neither hard enough to make you really truly faster, and it's not easy enough to get all of the real base, maximize the base level benefits. It's that in-between zone. So really do have a think about that. Do you spend a lot of time at a similar kind of effort all of the time, where it feels good, but yeah, you're not really getting faster for it? That's a big part of it. The other part, if you're working hard all the time in training, but don't seem to get faster, is, are you taking rest? Do you have times where you purposefully do less training because maybe there's a lot going on in life, you've got big life stresses? Sometimes adding training stress on top of that isn't such a good thing. Sometimes it's fantastic just to get out and move the body, but sometimes it's just too much load on top. What about when you get sick? If you're going on holiday, do you still obsessively train through it all the time? After events, are you straight back into training in a hurry? Maybe you're just doing too much all the time and you need a bit of rest at times. So whatever the scenario might be, if you're finding you're not getting faster, do have a look at that. Be prepared to slow down at times to get faster. Do true high-intensity work at times and take really specific recovery periods so that your body can adapt to all the work that you're doing. Okay, number two is, are you someone who does a lot of events? And it might be that you do, in your build-up to a half Ironman, well, maybe you do a couple of half marathons, some trail runs, some bike races, or maybe you do a half marathon, then you change focus and do something else, and then something else. If this is the case, it could be that you are just averagely fit all the time because you're doing lots of training, but you've only got really short build-ups to events and lots of change going on. that maybe you're just never really reaching a true peak. So if this is the case, then I want you to think about, okay, how can you structure things so that you have bigger and smaller periods of training, that you actually take a longer build up to a specific event where you really want to hit a true peak. And dare I say it, maybe even do fewer events. Now, the big proviso with this is that I know events are fun. They're great to do, social point of view, challenging yourself. But if you're not getting benefit from doing all of those in terms of your performance, maybe it is too much. So hey, I always say that if you want to do lots of events, if you want to do lots of training, be unspecific about it just because you're enjoying it, that is completely fine. But if you're stuck and you're not happy about where your performance is, you want it to be at another level, really do think about this. Is it time to maybe do fewer events and really focus on a true peak for one or two of them rather than lots? Okay, another angle, the average athlete that I talk about, is that are you inconsistent in training? And so over the course of several months, if you look back at your training, have you had a lot of erratic downtimes, time off, and then you come charging back into it? You go hard for a period and your fitness comes back quickly, but then maybe you get sick or maybe you get busy at work and overloaded again. That inconsistency over time really does make it so difficult to hit a true peak. So what can you do about this? Well, really need to have a think about how you can better integrate training and life. Because if this is the case, that you do have all of those inconsistencies, it may be that you're almost treating them as two separate things, and you need to actually tie them together. I really like the idea of people talk about a work-life balance, and in fact, it's really not for anyone. Okay, it's about work-life integration, how the two of them fit together and work together, rather than trying to balance and give one more priority than the other. So, yeah, can you integrate your training into life, be that having arrangements at home where you have dedicated training time? Is it talking to the people you work with so they recognize that, hey, this is a big part of your life and you do it, but you also get your work done? Okay, so have a think about these angles so that you can really smooth out that or become more consistent over time in your training. That's really the big goal. Okay, and the final one that I'm going to touch on is the things outside of training. Okay, our mindset so often is that training is where I get faster. I need to do more training. I need to go harder. But actually, for a lot of people, that's not the case. If you get a good training plan and you follow it consistently, the training will take care of yourself. So then it's the other things outside of training. So a big one is strength training. People who do triathlon tend to love swim, biking and running, but not enough people do strength training. And that can be anything from being in the gym with some heavy weights through to just very basic core and glute activation exercises you do at home. Now, how many people have ever been to a physio and been told by the physio, oh, you need to work on your glutes? I bet probably 90% of people listening are in that situation. And how many actually do it long term? Very, very few. Okay, so that strength training is something that can be small. There's even people who have worked out a 10-15 minute routine to do it a few times a week, and that alone can make a difference. As well as the strength training, there are weaknesses. Okay, there's things that we all love. Okay, so that's what we tend to gravitate towards. But what about the weaknesses? If swimming is a real weakness, are you prepared to put time into that? If your lower intensity training is actually a hole in your training profile, if that's a weakness, are you prepared to put time into that? Things like nutrition and sleep. Those have such a huge impact on the effectiveness of your training. Are you prepared to put time into those? Okay, so if this is sounds like you, is that you do lots of training, but you're not addressing things outside of training, that's your focus. Okay, it's not about only the training, it's about everything else that comes together. So look, those are just some quick thoughts. What I'd like you to do is, if you need to, re-listen to this, of course, but assess yourself. Have a think back against those four things. Are you someone who's working hard all the time to get fitter, but you don't really seem to go faster for it? Are you bouncing from event to event, so you're averagely fit all of the time? Or are you the opposite? Are you inconsistent in training with lots of downtime, then big peaks and downtime? Or do you need to address things outside of training? Have a quick assessment of yourself. Maybe even ask others for input, what others see you doing. And then, from there, set a goal to achieve a true peak. We're only midwinter now, it's June, so we have got a heap of time until summer half Ironman and Ironman events. So if you want to, you can put things in place now to achieve a really true peak come this summer season. And number three is follow a training plan. Yes, of course, I'm going to push that because I'm a coach and I have training plans and everything else, but it's absolutely proven. In fact, the training plan you use is a lot less important than actually following a training plan. If you follow a training plan that takes you through progressions towards a goal, that will really help you to achieve success. There we go. Leave all of that with you. Hope it's useful. Love to have some feedback.